93.1 Moose FM, it's Timmins' biggest variety. Every week we're going to have the opportunity to be joined by the last contestant eliminated from MasterChef Canada. Joining us is Melissa Scowron. It's got to be disappointing heading home at this point of the competition, but what has your experience been like on MasterChef?
It's been amazing. I mean, it is disappointing to go home so early, but I've top 12 in the country, so... And watching the show before, just as a fan, was just like, I never thought that I would ever get this opportunity to be on the show and kind of live my dream. So I'm still super happy.
When it comes down to the last night's show, you had two very different competitions. The first one, where you're forced to use a single ingredient, you know, bringing coffee into the challenge. And then your next one, there's a little bit more freedom. Did you find one of those formats a little bit more difficult?
Yeah, definitely the elimination challenge was a little bit more difficult just because it was super restrictive. And that $10 was super duper tight. And they didn't show a lot of the shopping that we did. But when you went into the room, it just felt like everything was so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Alvin gave you a lot of trouble there about spending half your budget on the miso. Do you kind of, obviously, think it back, you probably would have changed something. If you had a second shot at that challenge, what would you have done?
Definitely. I mean, I think that my first kind of instinct was to do something vegetarian and do something, challenge myself a little bit and do something different. So that's why I decided to make the noodles. And that was like, a little bit out of my comfort zone, big time out of my comfort zone. If I could have gone back and done it, I probably would have just stuck to the basics for the first elimination and maybe got a little bit of cheaper meats and then made a really nice broth and got some really cheaper vegetables and roast those off, kind of like what Jonathan did, and just use every single ingredient to its maximum potential. So, yeah.
Well, I'm sure for you, this isn't the end. You must be feeling pretty inspired leaving the MasterChef kitchen. What's next for you?
Well, it's funny you say that. Yeah, I did feel really inspired, especially when I got home and I could just kind of have the freedom to explore and cook whatever I wanted. Because really just being on the competition really just opened my eyes. Right now I'm working on a website, a blog, and then I'm also getting some experience in some kitchens here in Calgary to see if I could eventually do something with that, whether that be open a restaurant or even just have some more fun, amazing content for the website and the blog. So stay tuned.
Well, best of luck and thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you so much. Have a great morning.